Hare Krishna. So today we'll discuss verse number 4. So the verse goes like this.
Atra Shura Maheshvasa Bhimarjuna Samayudhi Yudhano Viratascha Drupadascha Maharathaha.
So in the third verse we saw that Duryodhana, out of fear, he saw the entire army of the Pandavas. He was fearful within, but to hide that fear, you know, he goes to his acharya or teacher, Dronacharya, and then you know he's acting as if he has come out of respect, and he's talking to his teacher. And in yesterday's verse that we saw, he spoke about a person called Drupad Maharaj, and he spoke about him indirectly. So he pointed out Drishtadyumna as Drupada Putrena. In today's verse also we have something similar. So let's try to analyze this verse now. So it says, Atra Shura. Here are all the great heroic men. Atra Shura. Shura is basically heroic. Atra Shura Maheshvasa. So Maha Ishvasa. So that basically means the mighty bowmen or heroic men having great bow. And then Atra Shura Maheshvasa. And how are these all great heroic men? Bhima, Arjuna, Samayudhi. They all are equal to Bhima and Arjuna when it comes to the military arts, when it comes to fighting. Bhima, Arjuna, Samayudhi. And then he names few more. He says, Yudhano Viratascha, Drupadascha Maharathaha. So he's naming three personalities now. Yudhano or Yudhana. And his one more name is Satyaki. And Virata, second one. And the third person whom we already know is Drupad. Now let's see why, you know, he's naming these people. So I think the last name is clear for all of us. Drupad Maharaj. Again, he's calling out this name Drupad to incite anger in Dronacharya. Acharya, do you remember? This personality Drupad, he is your enemy and he's on the other side. He wanted to incite anger. Now you see here, he's comparing all these personalities to Bhima and Arjuna. So what is the speciality of Bhima and Arjuna? So Arjuna, all of us know that you know, he was a very favorite and dear student of Dronacharya and really a very great, you know, military man with you know, lots of military arts known. He was expert in that, expert. To such an extent, you know, once he went to the celestial world. And firstly, he fought with Shiva, Lord Shiva. He defeated him. He fought with many other devatas. He defeated them. He got many celestial weapons. And Duryodhana knew the power of Arjuna and the power of the celestial weapons as well. So here, that's the reason he's comparing these great Maharathas, the great fighters, to Arjuna and Bhima. Now, if Arjuna is the hero in the entire Bhagavad Gita, and Bhagavad Gita is obviously Krishna is the hero, but then if we take the Mahabharata or at the start of Bhagavad Gita, the first chapter, Arjuna seems to be hero. But then here, the question is, why is this Duryodhana quoting Bhima first and then Arjuna? Bhima Arjuna Samayudhi, that's what he's saying. So why Bhima first? So Duryodhana very well knew that if someone has to kill him, so equivalent opponent on the side of Pandavas, it's only Bhima. And he was always afraid, Duryodhana was always afraid of the fiery temperament of Bhima. And at the same time, you know, he was knowing how expert he is when it comes to fighting. And he very well knew that Bhima had taken a vow. He had taken three vows. The first vow was, Bhima single-handedly, he wanted to kill all the 100 sons of Dhritarashtra. In fact, it is described in Mahabharata that when the fight, you know, the Mahabharata fight or Kurukshetra fight when it began, and when the other Pandavas, they would be fighting with the sons of Dhritarashtra, they would not kill them. They would allow Bhima to come and kill. And literally, Bhima killed all of them. This was the first vow. Second vow was that he wanted to break the thigh of Duryodhana. Why? in Draupadi Vastraharan, what happened is, Duryodhana, he uncovered his thigh and he motioned to Draupadi, saying, come and sit on my thigh, because you are meant for my enjoyment. So when Bhima would recollect that incident, he would burn in anger. And somehow for 13 years, he was holding that anger within him. And now was the chance. So this was the chance that Duryodhana very well knew that this person's anger has gone to very great heights. So this was the second vow that he had taken. And the third one was, he wanted to rip open the chest of Dushasan and then pray the heart out of it and drink the blood of Dushasan. And he also wanted to break his arm, rip apart his arm from the body. Why? Dushasan was the one who touched and who opened the tied and sanctified hair of Draupadi. And this Bhima couldn't tolerate. So this is about Bhima. Look at Draupadi, a Kshatriya lady, the queen. She also took a vow. And what was the vow? I will not tie my hair unless and until I bathe my hair with the blood of Dushasan. And literally, when Dushasan was killed, Bhima took the blood of Dushasan in his palms. He went and then, he bathed the hair of Draupadi. And after that only she tied the hair. This Kshatriya spirit, this is very, very nice to hear, very difficult to understand. So like this, we see that this personality, Duryodhan, he's speaking to his teacher, Dronacharya, and he's telling, look at all these people. And he's talking about all these people out of fear. And now there are next two verses, the fifth verse and sixth verse. He's going to describe few more people and again out of fear. So let's see that tomorrow. Hare Krishna.